Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so this was pretty cool. I mean, because I am really, really interested to follow up here. As we get this email, this was on Wednesday, April 21st. And I think it was Melissa that came in here and wanted to talk to people that had it figured out. Life figured out
because I had had dinner with Katie and I had dinner with a couple friend of ours, and the guy was telling us about someone he had run across who was a bartender for just a few months out of the year, and he only was at this bar to get money to travel. So basically the reason he was a bartender is because he didn't have to sign a contract. The bar knew that he was going to be leaving for the majority of the year and that he would return again, and that he only worked there to make money to travel across the world. So when he's there at the bar working, he's in a great mood because he only works for a minority of the year, and then the rest of the year he is traveling all over the world. You know, and I just felt like maybe he's got it figured out because he's content all the time.
So we asked the question, like, who's got it figured out? We took all sorts of calls, a cross-section of calls, but the underlying theme seemed to be like, if you're miserable at work, man, then get the hell out because mm-hmm. the rest of your life is just going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
So we will call her Jill. Shot me an email that day, and she basically said this was the sign she was looking for. I think she was in her car on the way to work.
Okay.
And our conversation was the sign that she was looking for.
Right.
Jill, do I have that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. I thought you only talked to crazy people. It's so funny.
What's up? I'm on the radio. What's up?
Hey, and just so you know, everybody who calls us don't think they're the crazy one.
No, they're like, I can't believe
I'm talking to you because everybody else is so crazy.
Well, yours isn't even crazy. I was just really, well, first of all, tell people exactly what you wrote us. And I was just curious if you followed through with it.
Oh, I definitely did. It was the best thing I ever did.
You did.
Wow.
Yeah, I was sitting at my desk, actually, when I emailed y'all, and my heart was beating out of my chest because I had wanted to quit for so long. I had my resignation letter written for weeks, and I just hadn't turned it in. And that day, I was just like, I really want to, but I was so nervous I could not bring myself to do it. I didn't know what was wrong with me. And then all of a sudden, y'all started talking about people who are miserable at their jobs and how it makes you your whole life miserable and affects everything. And I could relate to every single thing that y'all were saying. And I was like, okay, I have to do this. I have to do this for the sake of my own happiness. I have to do it right now. And so actually first I got it from my desk and I walked outside and I called to follow up on a job I had interviewed for the week before that. And they offered me the job right there over the phone. And
I got nice. So, well done.
And then I was so excited that I walked straight into my boss's office and handed her the letter and said, I'm going to be leaving pretty soon. I just accepted another position. And it was just like all this weight came off my shoulders. And I have never felt that happy in such a long time. And
that's awesome.
Wow. Congratulations.
Did you have to work out your 2 weeks or did you just leave that day?
Well, I did give a 2 weeks notice because I always thought that's just what you're supposed to do, even though in some situations it can be really hard to do that. And I lasted a week before I just walked out.
2 weeks to notice I'm gone.
You were that miserable.
I couldn't make it.
So if you weren't listening to the show that morning, you probably would have quit, but it probably would have been another week or another two, you think?
I don't know. I really don't know. I might not have called the other job, or it might have just happened differently. Mm. But it definitely inspired me to do it. Like I was listening, and I was like, "This is a sign from God." And I just immediately felt calmer and just went in there and did it. And
There's been 100 movies about this. You know, like mm-hmm. the signs are always in front of you.
Right.
Either you choose to see them or you just let them go. You know, and you paid attention, I guess, to the sign that day. Everything worked out. I love that you got on the phone immediately with the potentially other couple,
yeah.
The other company, and they said you got the gig.
Yeah, that was the best part. I think I was so nervous about quitting because technically I didn't have anything else to do that, but it all happened so perfectly. It's
good for you. Congratulations. Awesome.
Did you start the new job yet?
No, I start tomorrow. I've been enjoying some time off.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Good for you.
That's a great story. Yes. I'm so glad that we followed up with you and it turned out okay.
Thank y'all. It's so nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. I was convinced that when we made this call that you were going to say, nah, it sounded great when I wrote the email, but then I went into the boss's office and I chickened out.
Well, it makes it a lot easier not to chicken out when you have the other job offer on the table.
Agreed.
You know you got another job. You know you're going to have a salary coming in. You can go ahead and tell them to take that job and shove it.
Hey, Jill, good luck, and thanks for the follow-up.
You're welcome. Thank y'all. All
right. A nice story on the Bird Show.
Yay! Possible. It's really possible. Here,
Bird Show. You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.